Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chav Gimel and Maseches Nedarim, is the 1056th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the halachos of making a Pesach, finding a hole for a neder. Let's actually use this as the opportunity to review an important ran that we had on 2 days ago's daf on Chav Aleph Amabez. Our first Amud, we are going to have the concept of Pesach, and the Ran tells us on Chaf Aleph Amabez, Dibar Amaschel, Ein Chacham Matir, the difference between a Pesach and Charata. The Gemara over there said there were many Amoraim that preferred the way of undoing a Neder through a Pesach as opposed to a Charata. A Pesach is that the Chacham presents to the individual who made a Neder that if you had known the implications of your nether, would you have made it in the first place? So it's a petach, he finds a hole, literally a hole, the way we use it today in terms of logic, a hole in the logic, a hole in the nether, there, he finds a hole in the nether, and therefore the assumptions of the nether were incorrect, and therefore the nether does not take effect. However, a charata is that the individual says, if I had known today that I would want to eat, let's say he makes a nether, he's not going to eat apples. If I had known that I want to eat apples today, I wouldn't have made that nether. That's a charata, and according to many opinions, a charata does not work, but a Pesach does. The Gemara will give us more examples, continuing on yesterday's daf, of a Pesach that is an effective Pesach to undo a nether. Then we will have a Mishnah that will discuss a regular type of neder, as well as what's referred to as a moser moda. If a person makes an announcement that any neder that he makes is going to be batel, and the Gemara will discuss many applications of that idea on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Let's pick up where we had left off yesterday on Chav Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to tell us a story that relates to Pesach. First word in line is Bicharata. 10 lines from the bottom, there is a star going towards Rabbi Kiva Eger, where we're beginning by the word Mishtabech. Mishtabech le Rava le Rav Nachman be Rav Schoir. Rava praised to Rav Nachman, Amora by the name of Rav Schoir. The Adam Gadol, that he was a good man, a big man, a great man. Amalai kish yavu li yadcha, heviu li yadi. So Rav Nachman said, wow, I'm interested to meet him if you say something so special. Havale nidra le mishra. And sure enough, Rav Schora had a neder that he wanted to undo. He had made a neder and he wanted to undo it. Asachin to Rav Nachman, and came in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei nedarta adaita dahachi. Rav Nachman asked him, "Did you realize all the implications of the neder that you had made?" Amalei in adaita dahachi. In. Repeat himself again. Did you realize this implication, that implication? Kama zimnin, and this happened a few times, as Rav Nachman was searching to find that there was something in the assumption. Did you realize if you'd want to eat apples on Tuesday, you wouldn't be able to? Yes. Yes, he had taken everything into account, so the nether couldn't be done. Ikbid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was makbid, which means one of two possibilities. Either Rav Nachman was makbid with him, that he was makbid, and he said, well, you don't have any Pesach, and I'm frustrated with you that you're creating Nedarim, or he was makbid that he had wasted his time to try to find the Pesach where there was no Pesach. Amalei, on the first wide line, on the bottom of Chav Beis and Beis, he said to him, Rav Nachman said to him, Zil lekilech. He said, go out, leave. Nafik, Rav Schora left, Upasach pischa lenafshei. And now he found the Pesach for himself, which is, he said to himself as follows. The Mishnah novel says, Rebbe Eimer, Ezehu Derech, she yishara she over lo yodam. What's the best path a person should choose? Kol she tferes lo yisela, tferes lo yimina adam. Anything that's beautiful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and beautiful to people. V'hashta di'ikbir Rav Nachman. But now Rav Nachman got upset at me. Rav Nachman got upset at me that he couldn't find the Pesach because of my neder. So adayit da'achi lo nidri. This is not what I wanted the neder to be. That Rav Nachman should get upset at me. V'shara and l'nafshe. And Rav Schaira then was matir for himself. The Gemara continues with another similar story. 2 lines from the Brahman. Rav Shimon be'Rebbe havilei nidra l'mishra. Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had a neder that he wanted undone. Asa kamei d'Rabbanan, came in front of the Rabbanan. Le'nedarta adaita d'hachi. Did you make a neder expecting this result? Whatever this was. Amar in adaita dahachi. In. He said yes, and they asked him, what about this? He said also yes. Kamazim v'amitztare rabbanon. Mishimsha l'tula umitula l'shimsha. And the rabbanon were mitzare themselves, going from the shade and the sun and the sun to the shade, trying to find a Pesach for the Charata. Rabbeinu Gershom and Dibra Maskel Havu explains that the way in which houses were made in those days, there were areas that had shade and areas that had sun. If you sat in one area for an extended period of time, so then the sun would come to that area that was once shady. And therefore, they were sitting and they had to go back and forth, move their chairs back and forth, because they were bitzar. Amarle Botnis Berei. Botnis, the son of Rabbi Shimon Berebi, asked him, Botnis, the son of Abishol, who is a son of Botnis. Botnis was the son of Abishol, who was the son of Botnis. He asked Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Mina darta adaita mitzai rabbanon mitula shimsha mishimsha letzula. When you made the net there, did you have in mind that it would cause the rabbanon to go back and forth from the tzei? The shade Omar Loi Vishar Yua, he said no, and they said, okay, so since you didn't realize this, then that's enough of a Pesach, as we saw similarly from the Gemara. A line from the Tabakov Gimel and Abishmal Burabiyasi. Havlay Nidula Mishra, he had a ned there, also Kamed Rabban Amalay Nidarta Daita the Hachi Amala in. Did you realize that this was the implication in ned there? He said yes, Nidarta the Hachi Amalu in. Kamazin, this happened to few times. Kivun de Chaza ahu Ktsara de Mitzari Rabbanan. There was a launderer that saw that the Rabbanan were in Tsar. In other words, that they were trying to look for a Pesach and they couldn't find it. Machya Be'uchla de Katsri. He attacked Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yossi. He hit him because Rabbi Yishmael ben Yossi was giving them Tsara. Amar, now they had their moment. Adaita de Machilik Tsara. You take the neder with the realization that this would cause that you'd be hit by a kli, loy, nadri, that I wouldn't have made such a neder, he said, and as he himself has said, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi said about himself, adaita demichulik tzar lo nadri v'shar yelenafshe, and therefore he was able to matir himself. Amalir vachmi difta l'ravina, hay noiladhu. Now the Gemara introduces us another type of Pesach, and Pesach is a type of noilat, where something is born. We'll explain in a moment. Amar le revacham idifti le ravina hay noilatu. This is a case of something that was born that was new that didn't exist before. Commenting on the above case, d'lo matzika daite d'machle kitzra. He never thought that his neder would lead to him being beat up. And we said to him, the Pesach is that because someone started beating you up, you would never have taken the neder if you knew that someone would beat you up. That's noilad. Something new happened about you being beaten up. Vitanina. And we learned that that's not pashut at all. Ein poischen loy benoilad. The only type of Pesach that you could give is if you had known that how much you would want to eat apples on Tuesday. Apples exist, Tuesday exists, wanting to eat apples exists, all of those things constitute a Pesach. But if you had known that something new would happen, that there'd be a gangster that would beat you up, that there would be this launderer who would have his utensils who would hit you with it, that is called Noilad, and that does not work. Amalei, Ravina responded, Hai lav Noiladu. This is not Noilad. Dishchichi apikuri dimitzairi rabbanan. It's common that there are people who are hefker that cause the rabbanon discomfort. In other words, that someone like this would beat up the rav, unfortunately, is not entirely uncommon. The Beisud Abaye, the wife of Abaye Havilah, he barta. She had a daughter from a previous marriage. Hu amar, Abaye said likrivi, hi ama likreva. I wanted to marry off the stepdaughter to a relative of his. And his wife, the actual mother, wanted to marry her off to her relatives, not Abaye's relatives. Just a little bit of history. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos about Abaye's wife's previous marriages. She was originally married to Rechav of Pompadisa and Rav Yitzchak Brei de Rabba. And then she married Abaye, that's described in Yevamos, Samach Dalet on the base. So, what happened was this disagreement between the two. Amar lo, so Abaye said to his wife, Titzra hanasi alayich, yavart adaiti uminstavat lo lekrevech. You should have a isur ana on anything that belongs to me if you don't listen to me and you marry your daughter off to your relative and not mine. Asar kamei de Rav Yosef. They came for Rav Yosef. What to do? Amalei ilu havis yadata davart al daita huminsava lo lekriva. He said to Abaye, Rav Yosef did, if you would have known that your wife would violate your request and ultimately marry her daughter off to her relative, and thereby make herself usher to all of your possessions, miadarta, would you have made the neder? Oh, my loy. No, I didn't really expect her to do it. Visharia Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef says it works. Ask Mara, mishari kai gavna? Are you allowed to make her mutter in such a case? Let's take a look at the Ran, who explains the Kasha. 7-8 lines into the narrow on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Towards the end of the line is at the end of the line is the Ramaskal Mishar Achi Kloimer Mishari Liftayach Pesach Shaneder Mechiach Hefuch Meosa Pesach. The Neder says Beferish that he's going to make his objects usher to her if she does such and such, and she did it. So the Pesach is going to say if you had known that she would do such a thing, then the Neder would not be Chal. Contradicts the entire Neder. Mochiach hafuch meosa pesach. Shrei kol ikra neder lo yehoya. The whole neder was elishim tabra al daiter teoser bahanoso. In contrast, the case in which a person makes eder is not going to eat on Tuesday. So he's okay not eating on Tuesday. Happens to be the apples, or maybe included in eating meant something that he didn't anticipate. Then that's a pesach. But if we're talking about something so big like this, that's just undermining the neder. Says Gemara, in you can't even use a Pesach like this. Vahatanya, and this Vahatanya is what we call Benichusa, is a riot. Maisa ba'adam echad shehidur es ishtoi milalis l'regel. A man said that his wife cannot derive benefit from his objects if she goes to be Or L'Regel. Va'ovra al daitan, she didn't listen. She wanted to go to Yerushalayim with all of Klal Yisrael. Va'osa l'regel, ba'lefnei Rabbi Yosi, amaloi, v'ilu aysi yada'at. Yodea, shoveres aldaitach, if you would know that she wasn't going to listen to you, va'ol l'rego, klum hadarasa, would you have made the neder? Amar loy, loy, I wouldn't have, v'tir Rabbi Yosi. So we see that a Pesach could go that far and say to the person, if you really thought that she would violate the neder, as opposed to you using a figure of speech, or even stronger than a figure of speech, you thought that would be enough to intimidate her not to do it, but you didn't really expect her to actually violate your request, and he answers, as in the case of Abaye, and the case of the husband of the Ola Regel. So in such a case, then you could even use that as a Pesach to undo the Neder. The Ram points out that this Neder is different than Nidrei Zruzin, that we say Nidrei Zruzin when a person is just being Mizare something, so then in such a case, but they don't really mean to make the Neder. For example, when they do it in the case of bargaining with each other for a price, where they promise they won't lower the price or elevate the price, as we had in the beginning of our perek, the third perek in the Nedarim, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis going to Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, there the neder is not chal at all. Over here, we say the neder is chal, but the Pesach could be effective. Why do we say the neder is chal altogether? So the Ran answers beautifully that when it comes to Nidrei Zruzin, they never intended that it should be a neder at all. Here they intended the neder to take effect, but they didn't really believe that their wife would choose that side. And in such a case, then the neder, they intended for the neder to take effect, but they just didn't believe their wife would go for it. So then you have a Pesach, and not that the neder didn't work at all. The Ran also uses this opportunity to discuss some halachos of Heter Nedarim, where the Ran tells us the Heter Nedarim could be done either with the Yachin Mumcha or Shalosh Hedyotos, that you could have either three Hedyotos, or as we saw from our Sugya many, many a time, like when they went to Rav Nachman, that there was a Yachin Mumcha that undid the Neder. The Ran then goes on to discuss a machlekes rishonim of whether the yachin mumcha needs to be someone who's a gomer v'saver, someone that's learned, or more than that, someone who actually had smicha, not smicha today, the piece of paper that you get from a yeshiva that says that you know a little bit of halacha, but rather a smicha from his Rebbe to paskin on all shailas and to become a full-fledged dayan, as described in the beginning of Sanhedrin. So the Ramban quotes the Ran, says that you need to have smicha if it's a yachid, while the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos says that a chacham muvak is matir as hanedarim, and you don't need smicha. This would be an interesting topic for the halacha from the daily daf. Let's Beis Hashem pick up four lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov ein mer afaroitz lahadir es chaver shiachol etzloi yoimar loy kol neder shani osel lidar hu batel. A person wants to make the following declaration to solve the following problem. Says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, there's an individual that wants someone to eat by his house, and he wants to pressure the fellow to eat by his house, and he'll do it by making a neder. What's his neder going to be? Let's see the words again. Haroitza lahadir es chavera. He wants to say that his objects are going to be usher to his friend if he doesn't eat by him. In other words, lahadir es chavero means to usher his nechasim on his friends if he won't eat by him. It's not so mafurish in the words of the Mishnah, but that's the correct translation. So here, he wants his friend to eat by him because his friend will feel a pressure if all of the objects of the host are going to be usher to the guest. If the guest does not eat from him, so now he can't even get a ride from him to shul and so on, even though to come for him for a Shabbos meal, it's, you know, he'd rather have his own shalom. But at the end of the day, if there's going to be such a ned there, it could very well be that this is the way for the host to force a guest. On the other hand, the host really doesn't want to make this ned there. He just wants the guest to come. So yoimar loy, he should say the following. Now some discuss whether the girsa should be loy. Presumably, even though it seems that many of the ozahadars, they have the loy, the bach takes it out. Yoimar, he should say, it would make a lot of sense. The guest doesn't know about this, but he makes a modah, kol neder shani osid lidar hu batel. Any neder that I'm going to say is batel. In other words, don't really, he winks to his friend and he says, I'm being moser modah. What I'm about to say to the guest who I want to have, that's not really serious. Ubilvad yezachur b'shasa neder. One condition is that the neder will not be binding only if there's someone who remembers about this modah when the actual neder is made. The Gemara begins by asking a basic question that the Bach alluded to in discussing the Girsa and the Mishnah. V'kima, the yoimar kol neder shani osa lidar ye batel. If the guy's moser modah, the host says, nah, this neder is not serious. Lo shamale, v'lo asi bade. So then he's undermined his entire plan. The guest is going to know that the neder is not serious. So let's turn to Amud Beis, where the Gemara says we need to qualify the Girsa in our Mishnah. Chisur Machsor Vahikhtani. Haraitz Shiachal Etzloi Chaver Umisarev Boy. If Reuven invited Shimon to eat by him, and what happened was Shimon was being difficult, and Reuven really didn't want to let Shimon off the hook. He really wanted Shimon to eat by him. He was applying pressure. Umadira. And he makes a neder saying that if you don't come, so then, as our Mishnah described, he won't be able to have enough from all of his other belongings. Here, now we add something else that we didn't have in the Mishnah in front of us. Nidre Ziruzinhu. It's considered Nidre Ziruzin. He's just trying to get his friend to come. Similar to the case of Nidre Ziruzin in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, where he's trying to get his friend to come down in the price. I promise that I'm not going to raise the price. Nah, it's not a full-fledged neder. V'aroitze shelo yiskaimu nidorav. And this is another halacha. And if someone wants that his neder should not take effect the entire year, yamad rabbi Rosh Hashanah, uah. Now we're going to be introduced to the concept of kol nidre. He should stand up on Rosh Hashanah. V'yoymar kol neder shani osa lidar yeh batel. Any neder that I'm going to say is going to be batel. U'bevad shiyeh zochur b'shas ha-neder. Before we get into kol nidre, let's see how we've answered the question. Originally, we had read our Mishnah as being one halachic phenomenon. Someone who's rotza lahadir es chavero, and he's saying, doing a moser moda to undermine his neder. According to the Teretz now, what we're saying is there's two separate things. One is the case of Misare bo madiro, and then the other case, varotza shaliskaim nidarav kol hashana, which introduces us to the concept of saying kol nidre as a moser molda. Says the Gemara, let's analyze this moser molda. Izachor akre litnoi, v'kayim leila nidre. If the guy himself remembers that he had said that every neder is batel, so it must be that if he's making this neder, so then he's being oker the tnai, he's saying that the moser molda he doesn't find significant. So why is it that the moser molda works? So Abaye changes the girsa of our mission, not the vachye zachur b'shas haneder, but rather the opposite. Ubavach lo yeh zachur. Rava amar lo elam kidamrina meikar. Rava says we could go back to our girsa that says ubavach yeh. If that's so, why do we say that when he repeats the neder after Mosa Moda, he's not undermining the Moda? Kigon shisna b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo yada b'may hisna. He made a condition on Rosh Hashanah, but he doesn't know what he made the condition on. In other words, he doesn't remember if he was Mosa Moda on a neder related, let's say, to Lechem, or of Yayin. And then Vahashta Kanadar, and now he makes the neder. Izachur b'shas neder v'amal das rishayna ninoider. If he says, I remember that original Moser Moda, and I'm going with the das rishona, nidarel aspe mashasha. Then he's clearly saying that whatever I said of that Moser Moda, so then he's recognizing significance, but he just doesn't remember if it was on Lechem and Yayin. And it turns out if the person who heard it remembers that it's Lechem, and the neder that he made was Lechem, so then of course the Moser Moda would uproot it. But lo amar al das rishayna ani neider. But if he doesn't say it's based on that original Moser Moda, akra letnai, then he's being oker that original Moser Moda, v'kayim l'nedareha, and the neder is binding. The Gemara now tells us Rav Huna's approach to this Mishnah. Rav Huna bar Chinina savar lemidrisha bipirke. He thought about darshaning about this in public. Amale Rava Tana kamasasim la stume. Don't publicize this concept of being moser moda on Rosh Hashanah that your nedarim will not be chal. Kadesh lo yinagu kalas rosh benedarim. Va'at darashalei bipirke, and you're going to be darish on his bipirke. In other words, the Tana himself hid this halacha. Why does Rava say that he hid it? Well, we saw our Mishnah was quite vague. He said it in a way that wasn't clear. We had to really, really work to understand what the Tana meant. And the reason he did that is because he didn't want people to know that there's this concept of Moser Moda that could entirely undo the neder. And therefore, the Tana said it in a vague way, and that's why Rava discouraged Rav Huna bar Chinina from discussing this in public. Now, the Rishonim over here make a big deal about the second halacha. This is the source for Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre that's done in Yom HaKippurim night is found in our Mishnah as described by our Gemara. That Kol Nidre is a form of Moser Moda, Hevei Betelin, that he's saying that the Nedarim are batel. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim about what Kol Nidre is going on. Already, if you read the Kol Nidre that we say carefully on Yom Kippur night, as the Ran and the Bali Tosfos discuss, it seems to be a little bit different than the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. And that, Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to learn with you as a halacha from the Daily Daf, along with the halachas of Yachid, Mumche for Hataras Nedarim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Gimel in Maseches Nedarim.